This is Poe and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad, Absolutely Wonderful Day. A Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Imaginary Golux and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Poe Dameron Finn, with additional tags for post-Episode 7, pre-Episode 8, fluff, light angst, rescue missions, pining, first kiss. Summary. From a prompt given on Tumblr by BookNerdHP. Person A being held hostage in a fortress, and person B violently leaving a mess of carnage in their wake in order to get to them. Covered in blood and questionable pieces of enemy remains, person B finally makes it to person A in the center of the wreckage and gives them a gentle peck on the forehead before apologizing for the wait. Poe is captured. Finn is not standing for this. Poe is having a bad day. For starters, he's been captured again, which is never a good way to end a mission. He's reasonably sure his leg is broken, which means that even if he does manage to escape, flying is going to be interesting. He's locked in a room so small he couldn't pace even if his leg was unhurt, and he is not sure if BB-8 got away or not. He is reasonably sure that his captors are keeping him for Kylo Ren, which is not something he's looking forward to. And, just to top off this spectacularly unpleasant day, he's reasonably certain that the Resistance doesn't know where he is and wouldn't have the resources to rescue him even if it did. So, yes, a bad day. He really should have kissed Finn before he left. That's his biggest regret right now. He knew he was probably going to die in this job, so that's not so much a surprise as an unpleasant confirmation, but he really should have told Finn how he feels. He's had fairly good reasons for waiting, but now, in this tiny cell, they all look a little thin. Like he was using them as excuses so he wouldn't have to face the possibility of rejection. Not like he can do anything about it now, though. There is a distant thump. Poe raises an eyebrow. He's on a Star Destroyer. What sort of thing could jar so large a ship enough that even Poe, here in its bowels, could hear it? Another thump. This one has definite overtones of explosion. Poe sits up properly, leans forward as though that will help him hear. Outside the cell, one of his guards gets a comm message. Poe can only hear parts of it. Intruders, he hears, and unhelpfully. Yes, sir. The third thump rocks the entire cell. Poe braces himself, wincing as he jars his broken leg, and wonders what in hells is going on. Swift footsteps in the corridor outside, and the cell door is yanked open. General Hux glares down at Poe. How did they find us? He demands. Poe blinks at him in confusion. How did who find you? He asks. I've just been sitting here like a good little prisoner. Don't suppose you could do anything about the mattress on this bunk. It's a bit thin. General Hux snarls and kicks Poe's broken leg. Poe clenches his teeth and refuses to give that bastard the satisfaction of screaming. You're God's damned rebels, that's who. How did they find us?
I have no criffin' clue, Poe says,
quite honestly. It can't actually be the Resistance. Nothing about Poe is important enough for them to risk launching an invasion of a Star Destroyer.
You sure it's not somebody else you fuckers have pissed off?
I am going to take great pleasure in watching Kylo Ren tear your brain to shreds, General Hux says.
And then there is an even louder, much closer thump! And Poe, looking out of the cell past Hux and the guards, sees an entire wall of the corridor just disintegrate. He stares in astonishment, as much at that as at the fact that there are only two figures framed in the resulting wreckage. One of those figures raises its blaster before Poe can even really process what he's seeing, and shoots General Hux and the guards, three swift blasts, all perfect headshots. Poe squirms out of the way as General Hux's body collapses across the bunk, and stares in absolute befuddlement as Finn and Rey come trotting across the wreckage of the Star Destroyer's decks, Finn holstering his blaster as he runs. "Sorry we took so long," Finn says as they reach him, bending down to brush his lips over Poe's forehead. Poe gapes at him. "How?" Finn grins, and sweeps Poe up in his arms, bridal style. Poe would object, except that he is busy being impressed and a little inappropriately turned on by Finn's strength. "Turns out Rey can fawn anyone, if she knows him well enough," Finn explains, as he and Rey begin jogging back the way they came. "And it turns out an angry Jedi and, well, me, can make a really big hole in a Star Destroyer if we try hard enough." Rey, ahead of them, turns her head long enough to shoot Poe a cocky grin. "Master Luke taught me how to capture and redirect blaster fire," she explains. Astonishing what happens when the combined fire of about 50 blasters hits, well, anything. And the same trick works with the turbo lasers and ventral cannons, too. "Criffing hell," Poe says faintly, as they round a corner and reach a boat bay, where the Criffin Millennium Falcon is waiting for them, with Chewbacca himself guarding the ramp. He should really be admiring Rey's skill at flying, as she and Chewbacca send the Falcon screaming out of the boat bay and straight into hyperspace. But he is a little distracted by the fact that Finn has sat down with Poe in his lap, and is holding him with the same care another person might give a priceless work of art. "Buddy," says Poe quietly. "Thank you. I was pretty sure I was going to die back there." "I will never leave you behind," Finn promises solemnly, and Poe decides that he has wasted enough time pining, and pulls Finn down into a kiss.
"About time,"
Rey mumbles from the cockpit, and Chewbacca growls something that sounds suspiciously like agreement. Poe, who is being very thoroughly kissed by a most enthusiastic Finn, can't quite bring himself to care. The end!